I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And just like that, it's Thursday morning, and I am sitting right next to one of my favorite people. You can hear his voice on the Nightside Project right here at KSL News Radio. Ethan Millard, you drew the short straw to fill in for Dave Noriega today.
I'm so glad to be here, Debbie, and thanks so much for having me and for that kind introduction. And I'm going to tell you what, you guys right now are giving me the best week ever. Because, you know, I record with Alex on the Nightside Project every week. We do the podcast. But I actually was here in studio this last Saturday doing the Greenhouse Show with Tom Bettis.
Fun.
And I'm doing it again on Saturday, so I'm doing this with you today. So this has been the best week I've had in a long, long time.
You had a green thumb.
I'm really good at backing up Tom, you know, making sure that, you know, he's got everything he needs. I have a little bit of a green thumb.
Well, I'm really excited to have you here in the light of day. Let's get going.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Ethan, I feel like you know me well enough by now that it can be the smallest of things that sets my soul on fire.
Little things just grab you one day and...
And this was it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's talk about the headline that just got me so wound up this morning. I feel priced out.
Okay.
Of day-to-day living.
Okay.
Already.
All right.
Prices
Inflation.
Are going up all over the place.
Yeah.
Paint. A gallon of paint. And immediately when I saw this headline that we're going to start paying more for a gallon of paint, my mind went to the famous TV painter Bob Ross. I'm like, what would Bob Ross think about this?
And you just paint a bigger tree right over the top. We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
They are jacking up the price of paint. I'm going to tell you how much in just a minute.
Which means you're actually not painting a bigger tree. You're painting a smaller tree is what you're doing. So
I already paid $70 by accident for a gallon of paint.
Wow.
At the hardware store.
All right. Can I mention something? Now, I don't want to undermine the whole thesis of inflation. But have you considered shopping around a little bit? Because even with the rising prices, I still feel like you could have done better than that.
I asked the cashier. When he rang it up, I said, you've got that right. It's already been mixed. I can't return it. So I was stuck with a $70 gallon of paint. And sadly for me, I'd purchased two. If that would have been 7% more, that would have been about an extra 12, 14 bucks.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's hard. I actually contested a bill at a restaurant. About a month ago. And I'm a little bit embarrassed by it. I was nice and polite. I went back afterwards. It was for lunch. By the time I got back to the office, I looked at it and thought, I got gouged. They gave me someone else's ticket. You know, I hadn't really noticed. And I went back and I said, I got the wrong ticket. I didn't, you know, and they walked through. And I won't say what restaurant it is because it's one of my favorites. They walked through and they said, no.
It's McDonald's,
you got this,
right?
And this. Yeah. You got this and this and this and this. And this is the price. And he had to go over it three times with me. Before I walked out of that place, I couldn't believe it.
It was the price was so much higher than what you had gotten used to or you're expecting.
Yes, okay. What I was expecting. But, you know, here's the thing, though, that's so frustrating about inflation is that we know it's happening, right? And we're going to see inflation this year of, you know, somewhere between 2.5% to 4%, kind of depending on who you talk to and what they're calculating, what their outlook is.
About normal.
And lately it's been a little less than that. But we always have inflation, right? Rising prices is part of our life. But it's not even. So we're not going to see a 4% increase on everything, right? It's inflation is one of those things that marches out in some industries more than in others. We've seen a lot of inflation, for example, in higher education, right? We've been seeing huge price increases in higher education over the last decade or two. Same thing with housing. But with food, not so much. And in fact, can I share a little bit of information on food?
Please.
Now this is, I wanted to kind of look for some historical information on food prices, because that's one of the things that people are looking at the most. food is so important.
Because they're at the grocery store 3 times a week.
We got to feed our families. We don't want to see food prices to rise.
So what you got?
But food is sometimes actually deflationary, very often. And so, you know, we have these situations where some prices will advance, some will retreat. In fact, in 2017, Costco slashed its price of 18 extra large eggs, you know, those
yes,
clear plastic 18 egg containers, from $3.61 to $1.79.
Oh.
And if you look at the historical price of things like milk,
okay,
it's been flat to down for years and years and years and years. So this is the kind of thing where lumber might sprint out ahead. Gas might sprint out ahead, but other prices might retreat.
Yeah,
and that's the frustrating thing.
You cannot compare the deflation in a gallon of milk to the rising costs of homes. My son has been priced out of buying his first home unless he wants to get into bidding war.
Oh.
They're paying $50,000 to $80,000 more for the price of a house.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Not only in Utah, but anywhere.
Well, and that's one of the things that's driving up costs, isn't it? Because if you're trying to hire a contractor right now, you know how expensive that is because you're in steep competition because everyone's building right now because they're seeing an opportunity in the undersupply in housing. And so there's so much building going on. That's one of the things that's driving up prices.
Well, the sad thing for parents is...
I can have your son moved out of this house by June 15th.
Hallelujah!
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
No, it's not. Your kids are stuck with you.
There's going to be mass failure to launch.
You know what, though?
For years. They'll never be able to get their wages up to the level to afford a $500,000 home.
No, it'll be so hard. And everyone's been talking about, oh, will we see a housing crash? And we don't know what the future holds, right? We don't know. It's hard to believe that these prices are a permanent part of Utah's future. But, you know, crazy things are happening in this economy. But... Can I give you a little secondary observation, though?
Please.
So if you've never thought about renting your house out, but you've got a kid who's not leaving, I'm just saying, if they've got a job, put some of that money in your pocket, right? If they're still living in your house because they can't afford a house, that's fine. Can they afford $500 a month to live in your basement? I don't think that's out of line.
Well, as I've often said on the show, my son is my favorite child, and he did show up a few weeks ago and ask if he could purchase my home, and I said, no. No, do you know what I could get for this house? Hey, how about you talk about the price at the grocery store. Where, yeah, I noticed it last week, of all places, was paper towel. Yeah. I usually buy the 79-cent roll of paper towel because I'm just that cheap. I also haven't really turned on my air conditioning unit yet either. Go ahead.
You've hit my soft spot here with the paper towels. I don't care about paint because I don't have any painting to do.
I'm bugged,
right,
by paint.
So, and I'm the same way with the housing. I don't care about housing because I'm not in the market to buy a house. So, you know, there's certain things that I can certainly show empathy on, but are not.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the amount of money that you spend in paint, but it's not hitting me personally, right?
Which is a happy accident.
Except that you're my friend. Now, paper towels, though, now you're getting into my territory.
Okay.
Because I've always thought that if society ever completely collapsed and we lost all of our modern amenities, that I would miss paper towels the most.
Oh, that's
interesting. I use paper towels so much.
You might not be able to afford them.
Think toilet paper is pricey now? Ever since last year's shortage, it's going up again. Kimberly-Clark has just announced it will be hiking prices on Cottonelle and Scott toilet paper sometime in June. The reason? Wood pulp prices, which have jumped 20% in the past year due to shortages and soaring demand.
There it is. It's the wood. It's a 2x4. It's a roll of paper towels, whatever it is. But I'm telling you, I love paper towels so much.
How much do you rely on them?
I use them all the time. I basically do... All right, so if there are any environmentalists out there, I want you to plug your ears for a minute because I'm about to trigger you hard. I don't use any kind of dishcloth except for paper towels.
Oh, my goodness.
And I see these articles that pop up. Use these Swedish cloths instead of paper towels. I skip past everyone. Nope. And I understand. But you know what? We all have those things that we do to make our lives a little bit easier. Paper towels for me is one of those things. So I'm willing to purchase whatever carbon credits I need to offset the paper towels I use. I'm fine with that.
You're going to pay a lot more for them. I think that 79-cent roll of paper towel was about $1.19.
Oh, yeah.
And that bugs me, too.
Yeah.
Not as much as the Sherwin-Williams paint price increase. I mean, $70 a gallon already?
Just don't paint. See, here's the thing is you can get away with not painting. I can't get away with not having paper towels. We're in two different scenarios here. Just don't paint, Debbie.
Hey, we're going to milk this discussion. Okay. For 10 more minutes, shall we?
I'm ready.
801.
You mean talk about paper towels for 10 more minutes?
I've got more price increases I want to go over that bug me. Certainly the price at the pump, but there's even more. How about the cost of a rental car this summer? I want to go out of town. I can't believe how much I'm going to have to pay. So 801-575-TALK is the number to call. It was the rising price of paint that set me off this morning. I want you to share with us, that's Ethan Millard and myself, the one thing, give me one thing that sets you off. 801-575-TALK. Look forward to chatting it out with you straight ahead.
Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
We're talking about what bugs you at the check stand. The rising price of paint set me off this morning. It's going to go up 7% according to Sherwin-Williams. Yeah. And that's just their brand. Ethan Millard in today for Dave Noriega. Normally you hear him at night, or at least on the Nightside Project.
That's right.
But he's here this morning as the sun was rising. He walked into the newsroom.
Strolled in here like I get up early every morning.
801-575-TALK. Really hoping that our listeners sound off on this. Because I'm sure it's not just the price of gas, not just the price of paint, not just the price of houses. I think there's probably a lot of costs that people are bearing right now, yeah. And it just bugs them.
Well, and the hard thing to figure out as a consumer is where will the inflation kind of hit you the most? Because when we calculate inflation, we tend to use what's called the Consumer Price Index. And the Consumer Price Index is a cluster of items that you might spend money on. So the Consumer Price Index includes food that you prepare at home. It includes food that you eat away from home at restaurants, things like that. But also includes things like car and truck rental. So you might not rent a car this year, but in the car rental space has seen one of the highest spikes in prices. So that's going to drag inflation up overall, but it's not going to be a number that you might necessarily see yourself if you're not renting a car this year.
I just checked out the price of car rental in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may end up just walking to San Diego.
The bus
driving,
is good.
hitching a ride with a friend. $200 a day.
Yeah.
$1,000 to rent a car. I think that's with fees. That's out the door.
Uber it.
Are you in the market for a used car?
So, yes. Yeah, so, I am. I've been wanting to replace our current vehicle.
We have
a Honda CR-V.
Honda CR-V.
So, I've been wanting to replace it with something new. And I'm brand loyal. That's something.
You're a Honda guy?
Well, not just Honda, but a specific dealership. And so I've been kind of going to the same guy for multiple cars.
He's like, here
now.
Comes Ethan again.
And he and I have been texting, and he's just been telling me straight up, I got nothing. There are no deals right now. Because, you know, you always want a deal. And he wants to give me a good deal, right, in the parameters of what he can do. And he's told me straight up, look, Ethan, I'm sorry, man. There are no good deals right now. And he said it was the chip shortage because, you know, we got a real chip shortage. Our cars right now are all electronic, everything.
Truth.
And so that's one of the things that's driving up, that's driven the supply down, which has led to some problems.
You got an honest car guy. There's research firm, J.D. Power. You ever heard of them?
Vaguely. Do they have associates?
Yeah. The average cost of a used car went up to $25,463 last month. Prices jumped 10% alone in April.
Yeah. So that's another example.
So you can't
of,
get anything in your price range. Is that
right.
The problem?
Yeah.
Or get anything at all?
Well, the problem, I mean, I guess I could, if I really desperately needed to, I guess I could force myself to buy a car that wasn't on sale, so to speak. But I'm lucky, though, because Debbie, and this goes back to the core problem, I don't need a car. I'd love to replace this car. I don't necessarily need to. I could ride this out with the vehicle that I have. So that's a benefit that I have, but not where I'm going to skip some of this inflation. Some of this inflation that we're seeing, I'm not going to have to recognize on my own family finances.
Because you're just going to sit it out.
I don't have to rent a car. I don't have to paint anything. And I don't have to and I don't have to buy a car. So,
In a second, let's talk about what we blame it on. What we're blaming the rise on. We're getting a lot of texts at our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. I'm going to get to your text in just a moment. We want to bring Amber, who runs all of the audio behind the scenes here at KSL News Radio. And she points out something that, well, we have this in common. We like to thrift store shop. In fact, we were comparing thrift store outfits the other day. Mine cost a whopping $10. I can't remember how much yours cost.
Well, I can tell you that the shirt that I bought today was $5.
And it's awesome.
Thank you.
But you're noticing it at the thrift store.
Yeah, the price, like, I go thrifting probably once a week if it's a good week. And the prices of things are going up. And I think the reason for that is because people are going into thrift stores and then buying all the good items, and then they're flipping them for $20 to $30 to $40 more on like their online Etsy accounts, on their Depops, at the flea markets. And there will be like very cute dresses that are kind of beat up, but that I would buy for $5, but I would never buy for like $45 or $50. And it's frustrating because...
So inflation is hitting the thrift industry, it sounds like, or thrift shoppers like yourself, like me.
Yeah. And even a couple of years ago, I could find a Pendleton skirt for maybe $3 or $4 at the thrift store, and those are going for like $10 or $11,
which isn't
the worst, but...
It just bugs you.
It's stressful. It's frustrating.
I'm the same way, Amber. I go into the thrift stores looking for the best deal on the face of the planet. And it's frustrating when I'm looking at clothes that I knew a few years ago I could get for $3 or $5. And yes, I even wore thrift clothes on TV when I was a TV news reporter. Consignment clothes, too, is another way to go. Amber, thanks for jumping in with that take. What do you blame this on?
We're not going to talk more about you wearing thrift clothes on TV. Because that's shocking to me.
Is it really?
Well, you're a stylish woman. But now we've learned something about you.
Nope, this shirt I have on is an Amazon find. It was about $10.
Good.
Yeah. No, I did a lot of thrift shopping because you can get some great stuff. Do you need to know anything more about that? We could go through my closet later. You're a neighbor. You live right down the street from me. Bring your wife. Come on over.
We'll
I'll make
just
you dinner.
Go through one, you know, just one each item at a time. All right.
What do you blame it on? You blame it on President Biden?
No, there are a lot of factors. And I think it's a little... So presidents love to take credit for whatever thing good happens from the day they come into office to the day they leave. They want to take credit for anything good. And they want to blame anything bad on Congress or the guy before. So that's just part of it. So I tend to not think that kind of analysis is very helpful. But we can see a few things. All right. So we know that the high demand for housing has driven up prices, the price of lumber, among other things. That's true. That's been part of that. The increased price of grain has driven up food prices. The shortage of computer chips is driving up prices across the technology world, including cars. And so there are a lot of factors at play here. Also, the money supply. There's more money out there. Lower interest rates, easier money to get, has put more money out there in the business world. And most American families got stimulus checks last year and put that money into the economy. So there are a lot of factors that are kind of generating this
perfect
storm.
To some degree,
I think the pandemic was a big part of the inflation. Yeah, for sure it is.
Not laying the blame at the foot of the president. But perhaps a number of different factors.
I think that, I don't think it's that kind of analysis is very helpful beyond rallying.
It's too simplified, isn't it? It's overly simplifies a very complicated, and I'm not I'll admit right now, I don't understand what makes the economy tick at all levels, but I do know that the price of bacon is more. In fact, on our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, that is the biggest gripe at the check stand.
Is bacon?
Bacon and beef.
I believe it.
And beef. So to answer your question, for all you bacon lovers, the price of bacon has gone up 10%.
Wow.
In just the last year.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.